Practice 6. Now listen to a lecture in a business class.
Database is used in a wide range of situations in the business world. But in order to get both the understanding and useful data, data mining is important. In case you don't know what data mining is, it is an analytic process designed to explore data in search of consistent patterns and/or systematic relationships between variables, and then to validate the findings by applying the detected patterns to new subsets of data. There are two main kinds of models in data mining, predictive and descriptive. Predictive models can be used to forecast explicit values based on patterns determined from known results. For example, a company that uses the predictive model would think about how they could keep their customers and make them loyal. This means that they believe they should maintain the relationship with their customers and keep them as permanent customers. Descriptive models describe patterns in existing data and are generally used to create meaningful subgroups such as demographic clusters. To clarify, a company would conduct a study by giving out something like flashlights to gather surveys from people. If there are some similarities between the subjects of the survey, the company will categorize them into groups. So if the subjects happen to be in their 30s and are men, then the company would classify them as men in 30s.
Now explain the concept of database and the two models that the professor explained. Please begin speaking after the beep. Sample answer.
In the lecture, the professor talks about data mining. She says, in the business world, many companies use data mining, which is an analytical process to explore data to find constant patterns or systematic relationships between variables. There are two models, descriptive and predictive models. First, predictive models forecast explicit values from patterns from known results. For example, the company that uses a particular model wants to keep their customers and make them loyal. So, they want to maintain a relationship with their customers. The other model is the descriptive, and this is used to create demographic clusters. A company would do a survey by giving out products like flashlights and gather information from their subjects. Then, the company would classify the subjects as, for instance, men in their 30s, and use this information to analyze the database.